It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Selecting the right charity for a fitness event or for a run or a race or even a 5K can be a tough decision. Joining me today is St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Courtney Lynch, fitness educator, and she's going to tell us how to pick the right charity for your next run, 5K, or even mud run. Courtney, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Jay?
Good, good, good. Now, Courtney, a lot of people sign up for, say, the marathon or a 5K or even these mud runs, and they want to do it for a good cause. How do you pick the right charity that'll fit who you are so you can give back with so many charities out there? How do you choose the right one?
You know, it's a good question. I think that so many people kind of are either trying to find a charity to find the race that they are interested in or just trying to find a way to give back. And, you know, it works best when you have a connection to that charity. When you feel, you know, for instance, I work for St. Jude, so if you feel that connection to the children or if you feel that connection to brain cancer awareness or, you know, whatever that may be, when you have a connection already to that charity, your fundraising will be easier. Your education about that charity when you're talking about it will be so much easier. But also you want to kind of look at what is involved with that charity. What does their percentage of their money raised go to the charity and not, you know, professional or administrative fees. So I think it's definitely kind of taking an internal look of what you're interested in, what you want out of fundraising for an organization, because most races are pretty hefty of a fundraising commitment. You know, 5Ks are a little bit easier, but they're always asking for you to raise more money for a nonprofit. So you definitely want one that you can feel a close affiliation to, because it'll make that process so much more exciting for you and so much more easier when it comes to talking about it and fundraising for it.
Yeah, you mentioned something really important and strikes me, is that a lot of people don't realize what goes into the fundraising. They think, okay, I'm gonna enter the New York City Marathon, say, and I'm gonna run for X charity. And then all of a sudden they have this large amount that they have to raise. Now, are you seeing that if people can't make that, do they get turned away or did they have to have that commitment? Say it's $1,000 and they're at $800. Does that $200 come out of pocket? Or do you feel that some charities, since you're raising $800 and you're $200 short, you can still have entry? The question I'm basically getting at is that, is every money with a benchmark, is that set in stone?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely in my experience, it depends upon the race. You know, the race, most races, including New York City, including, you know, the big rock and roll races, they want the charities to earn money. They want them to be fundraising, and they want the most amount of money raised at their event. Obviously, it's a great thing for them because they can say, you know, our charity affiliations raised, you know, $20 million for all these different organizations. So it depends, again, upon the race. I've seen some races where it's not that hard set in stone. You know, speaking for our organization, we definitely, and a lot of the bigger name brands, they ask to secure your entry and to secure your spot with a credit card. So when you are registering for a race, you're asking to put down a credit card. You're asking to secure your entry. So that way, you know, because as a charity, these are not 9 times out of 10, they're not free spots for us. So we're paying for that spot, and we just want to make sure that we're using the best, you know, case of our donor dollars and that we're making sure that most of that money comes back to St. Jude or any other charity that's participating. So they're just making sure that they're getting the most out of their big expense that they're spending for these entries. So most of them do require that. I think it's kind of an insurance policy. And you're right, a lot of people don't realize that expense. They don't realize, they think, oh, I'm just going to help out a charity. But it is a commitment. And that's why my job as a fitness specialist, I work and talk about their fundraising. So I'm a fitness fundraising specialist. And so I talk about, educate them more about our amazing organization and the Kids of St. Jude and the daily operating costs and some of our huge cure rates that we have. I chat about that and say, this is what you can use. This is your ammo to ask people for dollars, because if anything, they're supporting such something that's so much bigger than themselves. you know, when you are racing or when you're running for an event, some people can get a little discouraged because they don't want to ask their friends and family. But they're not asking for them. They're asking for that charity. They're asking for that organization. They're asking for a bigger cause, which I always find. I've ran 3 races for a charity. It's all been for St. Jude. And I find that I have that much more motivation when it comes to that race, when I am running through it. I'm that much more excited. I feel like there's something bigger than just me completing this race. And I will tell you, it makes the harder part that much more fun. I can think about, hey, Cor, it's not you. It's the kids of St. Jude. It's the amazing patients that we get to meet. It's Campbell, it's Jake, it's these great guys that I've been able to meet throughout my career at St. Jude. And it's been so incredible. And that's what I think about when I'm going through that rough hill during the New York City Half or at the Memphis Marathon. That's something that I always think about.
That's true, because people don't realize that there is a commitment. I mean, they sign up for the race. They say, hey, I'm going to run for a charity, and they think it's just a free entry, and I'll raise some money. But you really have to understand. You really have to know your commitment. And when you are signing on that dotted line, you do have a financial responsibility to help out that charity. Now, in terms of commitment, do a lot of these charities, I know St. Jude has the support of the fitness or the running component, but do all, and if they do, how does one find out if there is sort of a coaching or something they can plug into, maybe even a forum or a community, that when they are preparing for, say, the marathon, there's going to be someone to help them out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really kind of, again, you know, depending upon the race, just because I'm in New York City and that's what I'm familiar with, I know that New York Roadrunners has so many incredible fun runs and different races that they do to help train their participants to have their best race. When it comes to a charity, it really depends. A lot of the larger teams on most of the races do have a running group that they are joining. It gets a little harder in a bigger city like New York, where, you know, it's mainly, you know, Central Park is that spot that folks meet up at, not necessarily in the boroughs. But, you know, that's just educating yourself when you're looking at a charity, when you are picking one. I can't tell you, then 9 times out of 10, when somebody asks me about doing a race with us, that's the first question I get asked. What is your training component? What does it look like? When do you work out with everyone? And then also, some people don't want that. Some people don't want the group. They want to just do it on their own. And so there's also online training. So for us, for the Memphis Marathon, we offer online training for that program.
See, that's one thing I'm so excited about this segment, because I really wanted to educate the people. I'm glad you came on, because the fact is, it's not just signing up. It's a dedication. There is a money commitment. Then there is a physical commitment. And when I did my work for St. Jude, you know, you always think about those children throughout your training. So people have to realize it is more than just signing on the line. Now, people wanted to get involved with St. Jude. How can they go about finding about the St. Jude's upcoming events, and how can they start helping out the St. Jude charity?
Yeah, so it depends how you are interested in getting involved. And, all of our fitness races that we are a part of, including some of our bike tours that we have and some of our yoga events that we host around the country, they're listed on stjude.org. And they also are listed at www.stjudeheroes.org. And that's our site that is our fitness fundraising portal that you can use to kind of fundraise for your events. But it lists all the races that we're a part of and that we have entries into.
That is so great. Courtney, I thank you so much for coming on today. And I can't tell you how much I do love the job you're doing at St. Jude. To learn more about how to choose the right charity for your next fitness competition, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.